And now on Thodcad FM. Hey, pop pickets, you think you're angry? Got something to protest about? Well, get a load of this. This week's Top 20 Internet Swears takes a look at the very best of the Crack and Wakes blog. And boy, is this blogger angry. Stand by for some very strong language, and we don't mean a bum or two. At number 20, she writes, "Oh, for the love of fuck." This is pretty standard crack and swearage, but we like it because it neatly combines a common idiomatic phrase with the word fuck. Number 19, arse-tearing short-sightedness. And I don't think she's wishing she went to Specsavers either. Number 18, the intellectual equivalent of being forced to roam barefoot through Satan's polyp-riddled colon. Here at Pop Towers, we've never actually done this, but we don't feel like trying. Number 17, crystal-fumbling knob swab. Sadly, the context of this one has been misplaced, but we get the impression the Kraken is heartily unimpressed with someone. Number 16, it actually disables my various sphincters to the point where I nearly drown. You said it, and we emphatically agree. That's a bad thing, right? Number 15, we've got a tie here. Hot Nackersacks and the knacker-dragging world of knacker-draggers. Hot Nackersacks sounds incredibly like something we'd like to forget. And those knacker-draggers are sure dragging their knackers like some genital-tastic Neanderthals. Number 14, someone is described as a heartless twat badger. We weren't sure about this one at first, because here at Pop Towers, we're old friends of Brian May, and we love badgers, and they've had a hard enough time as it is. But on balance, damn, it's a great swear. Number 13, Tatler is a magazine that is the equivalent of an aristocrat's rectal polyp. We couldn't agree with you more, Kath. In fact, we're tearing up copies as we speak. Number 12, it's bad e-fucking nuff. We wholly concur with the insertion of fucking, if you'll pardon the expression, between existing syllables of an adverb. Or is enough here used as a determiner or a pronoun? Answers on a postcard, please. Number 11, the piss-flap stupidity of it exponentially stunned me. Superb use of mathematical terminology here, Ms. Janes. Number 10, the cock-fumbling ball-cuppers who produce sexy school uniforms. Absolutely downrightly politically incorrectly correct you are, Kath. It's just disgusting. Number 9, I'll set fire to it with my own flaming piss. That's the best superhero power I've ever heard. This surely isn't a woman you want to be near when she was about to burst. Number 8, I couldn't give a flying fuck in a fuck factory. Now, we know you don't really think this, Kath. We think you're really pissed off. But we can dig it. Number 7, who in the caverns of Satan's crucible of spaff wants to grow up in a world where all teenagers know how to shoot guns? Right on once again. I'd personally far prefer to swim in Satan's spaff than live in such a world. Sadly, I don't think this is an option to me. Read into that what you will. Number 6, she described her child as an ever-prancing snot bangle. Let's face it, they all go through that phase. It lasts about 18 years. Number 5, why in the lurching fibroid of fuck are so many parents so incapable of controlling their kids in playgrounds? Simply geniusly expressed. Learn some manners, mums and dads. Number 4, they should know one bollock of a lot better. They certainly should, even if it means having an extra bollock. Give them a bollocking, that's what we say. Extra points for alliteration there. Number 3, I have no idea who created I Spy, but I like to tie the fucker to the back bumper of my car and drag him over shards of frozen piss. Oh, is there nothing the Kraken won't rage against? Poor old I Spy, really. Except when you're on a long car journey, and you've just endured 52 rounds of it, then we know just what you mean. Number 2, OK Magazine hasn't apologised for being fat-hating wank tassels, and as far as we know, they still haven't. All body sizes are good here with us at Pop Towers, and a big wet fart to those media specimens who can't see past the end of their own prejudices. And number 1, the one that caused us the biggest LOL in the office here at Pop Towers. Who in the blathering staggerment of ruptured cockage actually cares about this stuff? Absolutely, you go, girl. If that's not a sexist comment or anything. Although, to give her due, the Kraken's pretty damn tolerant towards men and their appendages. We here at Pop Towers are counting our lucky stars for that one, I can tell you. So that was this week's Top 20 Swears from the wonderful intellectual blog, The Kraken Wakes, at thekrakenwakes.org. Tune in the same time next week, Pop Pickets, for more swear-tastic rants.